This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Liz Peek of The Hill, of Fox News, much on Fox Business. The energy headlines are alarming, and I'm used to alarming headlines. Bloomberg writes very judiciously, but this one, natural gas soars 700%, becoming driving force in the new Cold War. Shortages of the fuel, goes the subhead, are rippling throughout the global economy, threatening recessions and a further wave of inflation. And if that wasn't sufficient to get your attention, the Financial Times, this is a pink newspaper out of London that's the equivalent of the Wall Street Journal for the United Kingdom's economy. Energy crisis. Norway strikes threaten to cut off gas supplies to UK within days. Europe's energy crisis intensifies as Equinor begins shutting down oil and gas fields. And this, Europe power price hit new highs in wake of Russian gas supply cuts. It's one market worldwide. We don't get a price for natural gas here that they don't get in Europe. So the investor class wants to know, when are we going to move to invest in future extraction services? When are we going to justify those big oil companies to start drilling again? When does it happen, Liz?
Well, I think the governments of the world, and Europe is in the vanguard here, are realizing that their quest to move the economies to renewable fuel very quickly is not going to work. Obviously, it's not working right now, but perhaps it wasn't ever going to work in the sense that the systems and backups for wind power and solar simply aren't in place. I mean, and in our country, we don't have the charging stations we need. We don't have the battery materials that we need. It's a pipe dream to think that any kind of gigantic transition to renewable fuels can happen in any period, I would say, under 15 years. I mean, it's just improbable. So right now, you have a crisis in Europe, for sure, because as you point out, there is not enough natural gas because Russia is a major source of natural gas for Europe, and they are cutting off their pipeline soon for maintenance, but everyone is in a panic because it might be that they just simply don't restart it. Russia has Europe over a barrel, and that is literal and figurative speech. But everyone's known this for some time, but now the natural gas part of the equation, we knew the oil was a problem, but now natural gas is becoming a big problem too. And in fact, it has been for the past year. Natural gas has been in short supply, in part because of the wind outage in the North Sea last summer. So it's really a mess. I mean, what's happening is the United States is gearing up to do a lot of exporting of natural gas. That's a good thing. But it's much more expensive, as you can imagine, to liquefy gas and then regasify it when you reach the other destination than it is simply putting it in a pipeline in the U.S. and taking it to a residence or something. So this is not a great solution. But by the way, the White House is still averse to drilling and production in the U.S., even if it is for export, even if it is for maintaining that famous liberal world order that Biden so confusedly told us we were expecting to finance. So it's just an unbelievable mess right now. And until this White House kind of does a pivot, sits down with the oil companies and says, okay, what can we do and how can we do it fastest, as, by the way, they're doing it in Europe. I mean, you know, I don't think the Biden group has kind of got the motivation yet, even though their polling is totally trash because of gasoline prices. They just haven't budged. In Germany, I mean, Americans should recognize that Germans are perhaps even more climate aware and climate alarmed than we are, probably a lot more, actually. And what are they doing? They're restarting coal plants to take the place of other fuels that they can no longer get hold of. So that's not just an about face. That's a disastrous about face. They don't have any LNG terminals in Germany that they can, through which they can import natural gas. And their chancellor has said, build them. Don't worry about the permits. We'll get the permits after the pipe is laid. And that's kind of where we should be in the United States. Ditch the environmental regulations, at least for now. We have an emergency. Let's move forward. Unfortunately, our White House is not prepared to do that. And instead, I can't excuse you for going on about this, but instead, the Biden administration, almost unimaginably, is threatening to roll out ozone restrictions on the Permian Basin, which is the source of 43% of our oil and gas production in the United States, and impose these restrictions, cutting back drilling in the Permian Basin and production. So that's on top of methane rules that have gone into place that make it more expensive to produce oil. Honestly, John, I cannot... Words fail me in trying to describe how bizarre this behavior is.
Let me read the paragraph from the FT to end then. The jolt higher in prices for natural gas rippled into the foreign exchange market, with the euro sinking to its lowest level in two decades. Liz Peek of The Hill, Fox News. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.